From the broken ruins of Babylon, this is End of Days Radio. I'm your host, Daniel, broadcasting to you all the way from that shimmering Emerald City right here in the heart of the Pacific Northwest. How are you guys? Today's date is Saturday, August 1st in the year of our Lord, 2026. Today's guest is none other than the legendary comedian, comic, longtime friend of the show, longtime friend, Dave XL Sara. And we will be bringing him on ASAP. Oh, Dave, how are you? Your ceiling is beautiful. It's so clean.
Daniel?
I'm loving it.
Oh, 1 second.
Just waiting on him a moment. He's adjusting something. Adjusting his crotch. Almost. And, oh, now he's gone. Okay. Hopefully he will be back any second. Seems our buddy Dave is having some technical difficulties. He was on the screen for like 2 seconds and then said he was having some kind of issue. And then suddenly he was gone. But I have no doubt that we will see him back here at any second. Those who enjoy listening to me, you might have heard me live last night on the Michael Deacon program. It was a hoot and a holler for sure. We were joined by Mike Hideous as well as Max Cole. And boy, it was one heck of a discussion. We got into everything. We got into Israel. We got into transgenders. We got into immigration. We talked about Mike Hideous's old girlfriends. Being on GHB. If you enjoy this show, I'm sure you would enjoy that show as well. It tends to lean a little bit more into the comedy. Oh, here he is. He's back. There he is.
Hey. I can't hear you.
You can't hear me. It looks like your mic is showing us off, but yet I hear you, which makes no sense. Let's see. Well, I can't unmute. Oh, he's gone again. See, folks, this is what happens when you don't do a proper sound check. Definitely my fault there. Sound checking, make sure you get all the bugs. Make sure you get all the bugs out and all the audio equipment is working good. You know, sometimes you do stuff like that. You just aren't thinking. You skip parts of the process. It's like forgetting to put a condom on or something like that. But it's no problem. You and me are old friends, and we have plenty of stuff to talk about. One being that it is almost the end of summer. We have all of August to get through and all of that good stuff. Still have half of baseball season left. The Mariners are doing about how they usually do. Around this time of year, very mediocre. Then they tend to pick things up for the second half of the season. Hopefully things will pick up like most years. The team seems a little behind where we were at last year, but you know, baseball's tough. You have teams like the Yankees and the Dodgers that are just always good. And then you have teams like the Mariners who have never been to a World Series. Never. Not even once. Not even going there and losing. We've just never been there. Which is unfortunate because it affects the self-esteem of everyone in the Pacific Northwest. Luckily, we have a winning football team and a football team that's won 2 Super Bowls. That's probably the reason why we haven't all slit our wrists yet, but we'll see what happens. A lot of people are upset because there was a Storm game, you know, Storm, the WNBA, the chicks, the women, they were having a game against Sophie Cunningham and the Indiana, you know, her and total brain fart right now. You know, the girl that's really good, Kelly Clarkson, is that her name? But they're on the same team, and she's kind of been protecting her. But she recently came out that she's against men in female sports, and getting a lot of backlash from that. Oh, here we go. Let's see. Is he there?
Yo, hello, hi.
Okay.
How's it going, bud? Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. I was just kind of rambling here, rambling about weird stuff, talking about women's basketball. Talking about women's basketball while I watch the viewership trick downwards.
Okay.
How are you doing?
What about women's basketball? Was it tripping you up?
Oh, I was just talking about Sophie Cunningham, and she made some statements about transgender athletes that infuriated quite a few people.
Okay. I don't know who that is. Cunningham.
Yeah. What is that? Well, it's the blonde chick.
Oh, the pointer? And,
yes, the pointer. The point that shook the entire world. What's her name? The other girl?
You think they got a lesbian thing going on or what?
Yeah, I can't remember the other girl's name.
It's,
oh, man.
This is embarrassing. What is it?
I think the popularity of Sophie Cunningham has made us all forget. I don't know.
Cunningham wasn't even hitting for me, but it was
it's Caitlin Clark.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Caitlin Clark, there you go.
So how you been? How you been?
Daniel, I'm great. How are you, sir?
I've been all right.
Okay, bud.
Good to see you. Right. The sun's shining through your windows.
Your show's coming back. You're doing more episodes.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Like, a lot's been going on, right? Some crazy shit's been happening. There's a lot.
It's the end of days.
Dude, what's going on? Hey, what's that going on with that face over there, dude? Hey. Hey. How's it going, bud?
There we go. Well, the sun's shining through your windows. We know you're not a vampire.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Ew, me? Ugh.
No, you know. None of that trendy goth stuff.
No, judo throw. Okay, here, judo throw. Imagine that would, that's all that it would take.
One judo throw. And the master vampire is dead.
No, but how long ago was that?
Oh, boy. What, 20 years ago? 15 years ago?
Almost, it was 20 years ago. Okay, here, yeah. Judo throw was 20 years ago.
This man became famous initially because he posted a video of somebody doing an awesome judo throw, and it turned out that it wasn't actually him. But
it wasn't actually me. I lied about it. And the guy came out. And you know what? It could have been somebody else other than him even too. And we would have believed him. But he's like, hey, that was me. We're like, yep, sounds about right.
Otherwise, it would have kept going forever. Thank God for the internet.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Are you adjusting to all this new technology? Are you using the AI at all?
I'm loving AI stuff in general, and it depends on what exactly you mean. Obviously, it's going to take over my job as well, but I am using it every day almost for work.
Cheating.
No, it's not cheating. They know I'm using it. So,
well, I would ask what to do, what you do, but I don't want to dox
you. No, it's mostly It's a lot of Excel. So I'm using it a lot for Excel, which works pretty well. So I'm happy for
making life easier.
So much easier. I mean,
are you afraid of it?
Okay. No, I think yeah. I'm scared. Yeah, I'm scared about what's gonna happen. Am I afraid? For me
that
personally,
cold chill go down your spine. Go back while you're
sales.
Sales,
what? Sales might be the only thing being hot for the next couple of years because, you know, data entry. I'm basically a glorified data entry person right now.
What if they replace the salespeople?
They will, but everybody will always want to talk to somebody.
Until ma'am, get out your credit card. End. Ma'am, get out your checkbook. Any good Daniel? Stuff from the comedy world?
Well, I mean, as you know, I don't know, you know, I've been doing a lot of there's a lot of Dabbleverse stuff. I know you know a little bit of it, but.
A little bit, yeah. I know
it's a life of its own.
It's taken off. It's become its own thing. It's its own thing separate from like
I
the
love
Stern
it
world.
So much. Daniel, I'm retarded. I'm sick. I'm Daniel, I'm sick. You need to save me. Okay?
The confessional.
No, I'm just saying like it's sickening.
The jokes, the ridicule, so the
No. How should I explain it? There's a here's the thing. You have a grassroots hate community. So it's not good for anybody. Nobody's happy. Everybody's pissed at all times. But again, it's like it's grassroots, but it's a hate community. So nobody feels good about pissing and shitting on other people. But in the end, it kind of just sustains itself. You know,
well, for those that don't know, the Dabbleverse, it was a term created by, did Stuttering John create it?
It was created by Chrissy Mayer.
Chrissy Mayer.
The term. Because Stuttering John dabbled in comedy. Basically, these days, Chad Zumach is the center of the Dabbleverse. So that's all you need to know.
Is it still focused on ridiculing John?
It is, but John's kind of been out of the scene for a little while.
Really?
He's been kind of gone for a little while, yeah. He's been kind of out of it for a little bit.
Okay.
There's like some lawsuits going on. There's a lot going on.
Oh no!
Hard to really get into. I would love to get into. I mean, I can get into it here and there.
Get into it. Get into it. Yeah, the lawsuit. Nothing that will get me sued, of course. But
no, for sure. No. Yeah, basically, okay. Stuttering John. You know, he had been. Jesus Christ! He had been striking people on YouTube, and somebody sued him, Shuly, from the Howard Stern show. Sued him because of basically too many attempts of being sued for like a ill-gotten, what do they call it? It's like false lawsuits, basically. So he had almost like 30 strikes on them or some bullshit. Eventually, Shuly, you know, put out a GoFundMe to like put together some money to try and sue John, and John kind of ran away a little bit, but yeah, I don't know.
John tucked back into his show. Sure,
yeah, I mean, who knows? I'm sure he'll be back. But now we got Chad Zumach. He raised $14,000 to do a special, to do a comedy special. So that's been fun.
So this is on stage and everything?
Yeah. You know Chad, right?
Not really.
Oh, no.
Is this going on Netflix or YouTube or anything?
Oh yeah, it's gonna be on Netflix. No, it's just a guy who like basically he asked the community for money to make his own comedy special, and you know he's lied about his bike being stolen a bunch of times. Like, he's a big time grifter and piece of shit. So it's like. That's what we're dealing with right now, Dan. This is just like, it's so crazy to think about, because like there's a whole world around this whole thing, and it's fun to go out and have fun, but in the end, it's like, yeah, you feel kind of stupid just like being a part of it sometimes.
I think Owen Benjamin and Jay Dyer are copying you guys over in the Dabbleverse.
And what, have you heard about curious that whole about thing? In what way? We've been hearing some things, but hold on. Also, too, guys like even like Sam Tripoli and some other guys. So, but what's so basically the Dabbleverse? It's a little so stupid talking about this, but yeah, I mean it's the extended family of the hate group of whoever was hating on Stuttering John too. It's like a whole. Take me off, Jesus Christ. But yeah, when you're 40 years old, Daniel, this is the type of fun you get.
Friend, you're 40 now? You just hit the big 4-0?
I did, January.
Well, you're young. I'm 43.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What's going to happen, Daniel? Tell me. Like, Are the elites, are they looking for like the elites are, they're building underground like bunkers, aren't they? The elites, aren't they?
Yeah, that's well documented. There's been many accounts and testimonies of people that work in certain industries that have said they're moving major pieces of equipment down into these bunkers for the super rich. And the entire country of Norway has built a bunker for all of its citizens.
I know, right?
Donald Trump has a bunker in every single residence, Mar-a-Lago, the rest of them, the White House. That's what the whole Golden Ballroom was really all about, was building a bunker underneath.
Underneath it? Wow.
Yeah. It's because they all know World War III is coming. It's already started. I mean, you know what's going on. It's getting nasty out there. It's not affecting us per se on an individual basis in our homes, but that's probably coming.
Something's going to happen too.
Yeah.
And especially too, the alien shit. Why aren't they? They're doing something. And I can't
they're doing tell something. What it is. Yeah. Well, they're ramping up the fake UFOs, the demons. You know that our vice president said that aliens are demons.
Yeah, yeah. He went on Rogan recently too. Imagine the vice president. Imagine Cheney going on like Rogan back in the day. Are you kidding me? Are you giving me that would not JD happen. Vance was on Joe Rogan. And, I mean, obviously, and Rogan and what's her name? Donald Trump was also, but it's so hilarious to me.
Yeah, it is. It's weird stuff. But I know Dick Cheney was. Didn't he shoot a guy? He was hunting and he accidentally shot a guy with a rifle and killed him.
Yeah, poor shot guy. A guy. And the guy was like, "My bad. Sorry about that."
Yeah, not somebody I would want in charge of handling the alien situation.
Sorry about that.
It's all right. I know you live in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I know that happens like every 5 minutes.
So what else is up, buddy?
Well, I like this topic you brought up, the underground bunkers.
Dabbleverse, yeah.
Things of that nature. I mean, from what I've heard, it's already all down there. Like there's a train system that can connect all around the world using that light rail shit. so it's super fast. You know how that works, right? It just kind of floats. It floats on top of the rail using electromagnetism. So because it's not touching anything, it has no friction.
Can I just say something? I'm not definitely not a flat earther, but let me just say that, like, for a long time, the flat earthers have been talking about how electromagnetism is gravity, and now it's trying to, and now it's kind of turning out to be, well, it might be electromagnetism might actually just be gravity in general. It's like, hey, hats off to the FEers, the flat earthers.
Well, the flat earthers, they don't get a fair shake because, you know, when they try to put anything out there, they get shut down by the globe trotters. Globalists? Yeah, the globalists. The globe heads.
The globalists, dude.
The globe nuts. The crazies that believe that we live on a spinning ball, shooting through space at 5 million miles an hour, never hitting anything, not crashing into the sun.
Hey, well, man, it's fun stuff.
If that's true, though, if it's all perfectly balanced like that, then there'd have to be a God to make it so perfectly balanced.
Stop. I have an excuse for any of this.
You growing a beard like me?
No, I got to shave every couple days.
Oh, it looks like you might be able to form something. No, I'm forming something.
Yeah, I can probably form a little something.
I'm a man now.
Daniel, it's good to talk to you, buddy. How you doing?
Thank you. You're doing good. Are you? Yeah, good. I'm a born again Christian.
Please tell me about this now.
Well, no, I decided that I'm changing my ways. I'm living for God and Jesus, and being a good person.
Well, you're always a good person.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I mean,
I try. How about you? Are you still a Jew?
What? Still a Jew?
Yeah.
No, I've never been a Jew. I've never been Jewish. I'm a good Christian boy. Oh. I'm Armenian, dude. Come on, I'm Jewish.
Oh, I thought you were Armenian Jew.
Is there anything? What? I didn't know there's such a thing, Armenian Jew.
Oh.
I love this now. No, I'm a good Christian. Dude, I'm the best Christian boy.
Oh, tell me more. What did you do? Did you help an old lady walk across the street?
No, put that away. No, we're not. Let me just say this. My uncle, who's Armenian, he's about 85 years old. He was born in Jerusalem, and he has a Jordanian passport.
All right. So we can go, and you can probably go there too because you got it in the family,
dude. I'm
moves to Tel Aviv.
She's calling me like kind of pissed right now.
I'm sorry. I didn't know it was like that.
Don't be sorry. You're okay. We're fine. It'll be okay.
Okay.
Okay. But no, I'm very much a nice, good Armenian boy, Christian boy. We have our issues with the Jews because they're selling arms to Azerbaijan, who's in an act of war with us right now, which is not cool.
Yeah, that is not
cool. There's a lot of not cool shit that, you know, we got going on.
Yeah, the world it's a troubling place right now.
That's right, Daniel.
It's
a troubling place right now.
I try to stay positive, but you know how it is. Eggs cost like $9 when they used to cost $3. Can't even afford eggs.
And the eggs.
And the meat. Even seafood is incredibly expensive.
But it is good. Oh, it is tasty, though, the seafood.
Yeah. So, are you doing any gaming?
I mean, here and there, I was doing some GeoGuessr for a while, which is fun.
Fun game?
Have you ever seen that? GeoGuessr?
No.
No, it's just like...
Is that on the PS5?
No, it's just a PC game. You just figure out where you are in the world. It's fun.
Oh, gotcha. Interesting. That sounds like Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Where where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Remember that TV show?
Oh, Daniel.
That was so good. Tell me,
what else?
Teaching me about geography and entertaining me at the same time.
This looks like Portugal. No, it's Spain. Damn it.
Oh, easy one to miss. They're
right next to each other.
Yeah. I remember back when we used to watch MMA fights and we'd watch Vanderlei Silva and he'd go, pop, 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 pop. We're like, man, that's the coolest language ever.
Dude's waiting up until Fedor and fucking Krokop fight. Oh my God.
Oh yeah, shaking. Oh, it's happening. Oh.
Yeah. You talk shit, but yes.
Yeah, I was in the same mode. I was literally shaking, and I was just reading the play-by-play.
It was fun. It was some of the most fun.
Back when MMA was new, it was a hot new thing.
Yeah.
Our little thing. It
was a fun thing.
Before it became all corporate.
I mean, I became corporate, too.
Are you still following the sport a little bit?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, good.
It's fun. What about you? You look surprised.
No, I mean, it's not what it used to be, but I'll tune in every now and then, like when it's on Netflix. And, you know, I saw that whole Jake Paul getting his jaw smashed. That was boxing.
Oh, Jake Paul's a bitch. No. What you got to watch, you got to go back and watch, or you got to watch, is Tito Ortiz. Okay.
Tito.
So Tito Ortiz he ran for like city council and he's like, kinda, okay. Daniel, you have to watch some of this. So even Chuck Liddell has like a show or like a segment of a show that he does, a podcast with somebody, but part of what they do is they watch Tito Ortiz and his fucking dude is just like involved. It's hard to explain. It's very funny. Just basically Tito Ortiz doing. No, it's him. So it's Tito as a like doing what is that? Part of city council.
Did he actually get elected?
He does what? Some city council stuff.
Oh man, I'm out of touch.
Sworn in.
I'm out of touch. Hey, I can't believe this.
He
broke up with Jenna Jameson, didn't he? That was a while ago.
Yeah, years ago. No, I'm telling you, like, hey, Daniel, you have to see. You have to see Tito getting sworn in for like the Huntington Beach. City council, whatever, dude. It's too good.
Oh, weird.
Hi.
You know, our buddy Michael Deacon lives in Huntington Beach now.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's he at?
I don't know specifically. We're not supposed to say where he is specifically. He's got some stalkers and shit going on. Yeah.
Good idea.
Some goblins jump out of the woodwork and try to fuck with him every now and then. It's karma for his past crimes.
No, there's no past crimes.
Man, that's a trip, though. I'm glad for him. Tito's a good guy. I mean, he was a heel back in the day, but I think we all sort of learned that he's got a great attitude.
Bush mouth. It's hilarious.
Yeah, big old head of his.
Huge head.
But he's buff. He can handle it.
Right.
If you that's what I learned is like if you have a bigger head, lift weights. It's like the best thing you could do.
That's right, Daniel.
So like moving on to some serious shit.
Tell me.
I mean it's been years since we sat down and talked like this, and
it has been.
I mean, Epstein Island. Do I even have to bring it up? I can just mouth the words.
Wow.
Epstein Island. What the fuck, man?
Ew. I mean, wow, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Epstein's still alive, right?
But isn't he, he's that guy Pete? Palm Springs Pete?
No, fuck that. It's not him, but...
Close.
But
Epstein's still probably alive, right? He has to be.
I would think that all that he did, there was some kind of clause in his contract that once he gets caught, they move him beyond the ice wall or down to the bunkers.
Where Charlie Kirk is, Valhalla.
Oh, poor Charlie Kirk. Poor Charlie
Kirk. I mean, yeah.
Let's take a moment to pray for his wife and his children.
I mean, J.D. Vance motorbone her titties is crazy. So crazy.
Yeah.
And he all up in there. Oh, man. Well, look, here's the thing. I feel bad for all these people. Because I don't think they understand that, like, okay, I'm going to accept millions of dollars to what? Lie about something for a little bit? And then, no. Then they need you to keep lying and then divorce each other and then give your money away. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you've seen the stuff about how he was trying to stop the whole Iran war, right?
Sure. But even then, it's like, yeah. I mean, is that like, yeah, is that something that's going to... Yes.
Yeah.
I 100% know what you're talking about. But again, like, is something like that's going to have them have somebody shoot you in the neck? Like, I don't know, crazy shit, man.
All the conservative MAGA people and all them, they're all like very pro Israel. And
I know
Charlie was starting to write down a lot of anti-Israel stuff. And
I know, but so what? Do you think that was a real shot? I don't even know what the real narrative these days. Like the real narrative with that, I don't even know. I only know the headlines, which is.
To me, it's like the JFK thing. Like, are we really going to figure anything out by watching the video? I think that, like, looking at the clues and the facts surrounding, like, why they may have killed him is more important. I mean, that's the way I look at it. Because you can look at the videos all day, and there's AI stuff out there and angles. And, I mean, you don't really know what you're looking at. But if we look at the fact that he was starting to have people come onto his program and speak out against Israel and stuff like that. I think they killed him.
It's not like Rampage slamming Arona on his head back in the day, huh?
Yes. Oh, my. I'm surprised you remember that. That was one of the greatest moments, not in just MMA, but in life.
In life. It was literally slamming on his head. And Rampage is all over the place too now. Hey, Daniel, I gotta take off right now. I'm sorry.
Hey, oh buddy. No!
I love you. I gotta take off right now.
You're done already? Oh shit! What in the world? He just what happened? I guess maybe his pizza arrived or something like that. We didn't really get much of an interview in there. I was hoping to get at least another 30 minutes in. Very short little show with Dave. My God. I don't even know what to say after that. Do we just release a little half-hour show? My God, I don't know whether to scrap this or not. Well, heck. I guess I could just talk about stuff a little bit. You know what is very troubling is this whole fentanyl phenomena. I've seen so many of these people in my general area and corresponding areas around me. But I remember people were on meth and crack and, you smoke crack out of like a little pipe. Same with meth. I've never done it, but I know people that have done it. And it's some pretty awful stuff. It destroys your life. But my God, is fentanyl so much worse? It's massively powerful. It's like morphine or heroin, but much, much worse. And it actually harms the body. It does things to your system. It screws you up. So a lot of these people that have been using it, you know, their bodies have become crooked. So they're permanently bent over. Like if you were to stand up and like grab your ankles, that's the position that they're stuck in. And that's how you know that they're on this stuff, because you drive around and you see people that are just completely bent over. And I guess you can actually, it can get so bad that you start losing your limbs and things like that. And these people are everywhere around here, everywhere. And the problem is it's cheap. You can get enough to get high with just like $5. For the harder stuff, you need $20, $30. But fentanyl is cheap. It's all over the place. It's to the extent that people think it's some kind of Chinese thing. Like the Chinese are flooding this stuff into our country to destabilize us. And the sad thing is that nobody's really doing much to fight against it. So this fentanyl thing is just taking over. And all you have to do is touch it. If you're exposed to fentanyl, if you just touch it a little bit, you're screwed. It'll just, like, you'll get high. And you can get so high that you pretty much die there on the spot. So really dangerous shit. And they have this stuff called ISO now that's like 10 times stronger than fentanyl. So you have all these fentanyl addicts out there, and then you have ISO, which is even stronger. It's nothing like when I was a kid. Like people around here, you know, they're trapped in time. People think of Seattle, they think of heroin. There's that old joke that the Space Needle is like this big heroin needle. But man, I wish people were still on heroin. That fentanyl shit is crazy, and nobody does jack shit about it. All the politicians are incompetent. They're all selfish and greedy. They're all paid off. Nobody gives a crap if there's young people dying out there, or people that don't have, you know, people that don't have access to medical care, and they're just downtown selling stolen bikes, trying to get a little money for their next fentanyl party, living in some kind of little tent. Yet there's something also inspiring about seeing these tents and things like that. I mean, if you really wanted to be independent of the system, you have to figure something like that out. Because if you have an address, anybody can find you. If your name is connected to anything. Theoretically, the ideal situation would be rocking an RV or a van. They take a van, excuse me, and converting it to a living space, like getting a little TV in there, cooking stuff. The nice thing is you don't even have to use those butane or propane stoves anymore. You can get an electric stovetop and plug it into your Jackery or your power station. You know, that's what a Jackery is a power station. And you can just cook your food without actually having to have any dangerous explosive gases on you or anything like that. I mean, I think that's awesome. But you would have to go and, you know, get set up like that. Say you use solar power. Between the solar power, a Starlink, having an inverter in your vehicle, you would have pretty much everything you need. Some kind of freezer, a cooler that's hooked up to power, so you could keep everything nice and cold. And you'd pretty much be able to live off grid, and nobody would be able to find you. No one would have any record of you. And that's why a lot of these places you're seeing, they don't allow RVs. They don't allow overnight camping. Like, you used to be able to do that at Walmart. You could camp your big rig in the back, and you could get out, use the bathroom in the store, go back out there, sleep, cook something. You used to see it all the time, but people were taking it too far. All the druggies were coming in there. They're dumping their crap all over the place. Now, you know, you can't really do that at Walmart anymore, but there's still other places. You might have to go out into the boonies a little bit or get a little bit creative. I think Cracker Barrel still lets people do that. But, you know, if you really want to escape the system and get off grid, that's kind of the direction you're probably going to have to take. Forgive me. This is someone in the chat. Forgive me. I walked away. Well, how do we get here? And is Dave gone? Yeah, Dave just like, he goes, sorry, Daniel. I got to go. I guess he heard a knock at the door. I don't know if it was a hooker or something like that. He just had to go, and he apologized. I mean, whatever. It's not a huge deal. This isn't CNN or anything like that, but yeah, very abrupt. Just kind of lost hold of him right there. I guess he has stuff to do and a world to conquer. Probably going to go jump back in the Dabbleverse or something like that. I don't know. I used to get pretty upset when people didn't make the interview or if they, you know, something happened. But I really don't care anymore. I've been doing this for 15 plus years. And that just happens. You know, people, like, for example, I had a guest that was supposed to come on last week, actually. Yeah. At least we got something in this week, but you know, he just kind of told me he wasn't mentally there. Like, he had some stuff going on, a little depression. No, I don't mean to, you know, give out his information or anything. I'm not really, but I just said, okay, you know, I get it. I do this all the time. I'm used to it, but for a person to put themselves out there, even if it's on a podcast, you got to find out what's going on. A person might not be comfortable with it. They might have something going on. You know, it's hard to do things when you're depressed. It's hard to do anything. Why do you think people's houses, when they get depressed, end up being full of flies and messes and stink and things like that? And then, you know, a lot of times they end up getting sort of, some sort of demonic activity going on and stuff like that. But it's the demonic activity is not because they're the smell necessarily, or the flies or anything like that. It's the mental state of the person, right? Because they're in a weakened state. So these spiritual forces are able to kind of prey on them. And, you know, haunted houses, a lot of times there's a murder there or abuse. Like, a lot of these mental asylums are haunted because there's so much trauma there. It created some kind of rift, a dimensional rift, something like that. We got to get some ghost people on here. We've been really focused on end times and the apocalypse, but it wouldn't be a horrible idea to get some more actual ghost people on the show, like ghost hunters, people that explore haunted ships, things like that. There's a show on YouTube, actually, that I enjoy because I'm a pro wrestling fan, but it has a couple of girl pro wrestlers. I don't know if you guys are familiar, but one is Shotzi. She used to work for the WWE. She's like a, I don't know, she's Asian or part Asian, something like that. And then Scarlett, you know, Karrion Kross's girl, and they do a show together. It's called Scarlet and Shotzi's Chamber of Horrors or something like that. And they go in and they explore these haunted places. And it's gotten freaky a few times. Like, I've been watching, like, oh shit, this is some real stuff. And Scarlet kind of does the thing where she's like the spooky one. She kind of goes into her her medium mode and talks to the spirits and communicates with them. And they do have some phenomena showing up here and there. That's what people don't understand. It's like they think that those ghost shows are all fake. I think a lot of the early ones were big on the fishing line and things like that. And But the thing is, though, they're not all bullshit. Like, I've seen some of these shows have shadow people on them. And how are you going to fake that? I'm not saying you can't. I'm sure there's some way you could CGI those guys in there. But from what I've seen, it all looks pretty authentic. Even some Bigfoot shows that have shadow people on them. I wish they could actually get Bigfoot, but I mean, it's something. It's phenomena. It's phenomena that you're catching on film. So I think that this is the new fad. There's another one that has two guys. Boy, I wish I could plug them, but I can't remember the name of the channel. But basically, they take mushrooms, like psychedelic mushrooms, and they go and explore haunted places. I mean, you'd have to be crazy to do that, right? It's hard enough to just handle a psychedelic experience on its own, taking mushrooms or anything like that. I think that's a great way to get views, first of all. And you're probably going to have your buddies there to kind of support you and all that. But mixing those two things still seems like a bad idea. You don't know what you're screwing with. The people that do those ayahuasca trips, they have a shaman. I'm not talking about people that do this in the garage. I'm talking about the people that actually go down to South America and places like that. And they actually have a shaman there that is there to protect them from demonic spirits. That's how seriously these people take the demonic, you know, the bad, the evil spirits. And they have little trinkets and things like that to kind of raise the energy, raise the vibration, and hopefully ward off these evil spirits that are going to interact with you, cause you to have a bad trip, et cetera, et cetera. And for them to take it that seriously, you have to ask yourself, what about the hippies that are doing LSD in their van? Are they getting bombarded by like these demonic beings that are showing them things that they're picking and choosing to show them? Who has control of the experience? Do these entities have control? I mean, we come up with cute names like, oh, Terrence McKenna? Oh, the machine elves. The McKenna machine elves. They're so cute. Look at them working in their otherworldly dimension. They're carrying these cubes from to and fro, these energy cubes. But who knows what that really is? That could be some like evil shit going on, and it just has the mask of these cute little elves and things like that. But then you have old stories like Rip Van Winkle, where the guy was taken like to the land of the fairies, or taken into a mountain where he did not age, or he disappeared for all those years. I don't know if he just fell asleep. I'd have to read that again. And what's the other one? The one where the girl pricks her finger. That's not Rip Van Winkle, but boy, another brain fart. I'm gonna look that up. He's a little bastard. Let's see. Story of other dimensional man and finger pricking. It's giving me like Netflix shit. Well, I forget the guy's name, but the idea is you have to say his name and then he'll go away. Kind of like that Superman villain. But there's all kinds of stories like that. A lot of them are based on the devil. Punch and Judy. Punch and Judy is actually based on the devil. You wouldn't think that, right? That's kind of shocking to hear. I think it's Punch. Obviously, it's not Judy. But Punch, he's based on the devil. Pretty creepy stuff. You know, little puppets, hand puppets whacking each other. That's what people saw as entertaining back then. But I think that, first off, it's better to stay away from the occult, Ouija boards and things like that. I've had people on this show that were really into magic and pushing magic and stuff like that. I got into it a little bit myself. And I think for the most part, it's okay. But anytime you start communicating with spirits, that's when it gets, that's what you shouldn't do. Let's put it that way. Communicating with spirits. If you're into astrology, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, or scrying, or even tarot cards for the most part. But even then, I think you're kind of, you know, using some kind of intuition. Maybe you'll tune into the wrong channel. But you know, me as a Christian, I know a lot of people are probably getting tired of me saying that. I've been trying to tone it down and just be a Christian instead of talking about it. But I know that just about any time you're communicating with the spirit, it's going to be something demonic. They literally have jurisdiction over physical territories in our world. So, you know, just like you have local policemen, you have a local demon that's kind of like the big boss in your area. That's literally how it works. Everything's divided into area codes, and there's different municipalities and things like that, and territories. Even within yourself, there's territories. And that's what's happening. These demonic beings are always trying to get more and more territory with you, whether they're getting you to sin, or they're torturing you and trying to make you weak, run you down. It's all about just getting a little bit more block to block, getting a little bit more territory. And when you have personal demons, that's what gives them a lot of power, like addiction. The people that do a lot of drugs, I've had people in my life that do a lot of drugs that I've just kind of had to say, hey, you know, I'm not down with that stuff, and they'll get pretty offended, especially if you used to like you know, smoke pot with them, let's say, and now they're older and they're into harder stuff. And they're like, hey, you know, let's go party like we used to. You know, common thing. You know, people find each other off of Facebook and stuff like that. They're like, hey, let's go party. I'm sorry, I don't do that. I don't need that. Like, why does somebody need to do drugs? Because they're depressed? Because they have some kind of chip on their shoulder? A bad worldview? A lot of trauma? They don't feel like they fit in? They hate their job, so every day they come home and their body's hurting, and they feel hopeless, especially if it's something where you know you're not going to have any chance of advancement. Maybe you're just not the type of guy that they promote. Maybe they don't like you and you don't leave for God knows what reason. Like, how many people are stuck in situations like that? If you're stuck in a situation like that, one of the best things you can do is pray. Just pray to be somewhere else. Chances are, if you're in an unhappy situation, you want to be there for some reason, or you need to be, but most likely you want to be. And why would you want to be in a situation where you have a boss that's abusive and you have to do what they say? Let's say that they're younger than you. Oh, that's the worst, isn't it? You have a boss that's younger than you and is telling you what to do, acting like they're better than you, smarter than you, more successful than you, and you have to do what they say. You can't even talk back against some little punk or punkette. How do you like that? How many people does that happen to? That's torture. But you have to want something better if that's all you think that you can do. If you go to the job ads and you tell yourself, I want to make $21 an hour, well, that's probably what you're going to end up making. And you're going to think that's awesome because that's what you set out to do. But why don't you try to apply for some jobs that are $25 an hour? Why not 30? Why don't you? Because you don't think that you can. And that's really the simple type of thing that holds people back. How many times have you really put yourself out there and gone for it? The more you go for it, the more you're going to get. Plain and simple. That's life. The more risks that you take, the more damage that you soak up in life, the more you're going to have and the more you're going to do. I'm glad just to be alive. I remember I was in high school and some of my classmates, like even people I was kind of jealous of, like find out that they're dead. Like, man, that guy's dead. I'm still here. And then I went on to live another 20 something years when they didn't even get a fair chance at life. On some level, you got to consider that a blessing. People get strapped down by kids and they can't leave their job because they literally can't even go a few weeks without a paycheck and they're stuck. Man, you know, it's hard not to have kids because people are so horny and they're just humping away at each other like jackrabbits all the time. And because of this, there's too many people in the world. Oh, boy. You know, that Conor McGregor stuff was weird. Like, he had that leg injury. You know, I'm not a super huge MMA guy anymore, but, you know, I tune in and find out what's going on, who's winning, who's losing. I don't know all the names and stuff like that, but that was weird. Like, all of a sudden, his leg gets hurt. He just seemed very self-defeated. And his a lot of the fans out there were mentioning that. Oh, he looked done. He looked mentally done. Hold on, I'm getting a text. But I hope he bounces back. His opponent was pretty scary, that Max Holloway. I mainly know him from playing the video game, I hate to admit. But I would always pick Max Holloway because he could kick some ass. That UFC game got me freaking addicted. And long after I was into MMA and stuff like that. But I quit because I found out that the computer kind of cheats. Or if you're doing really good in the game, they do weird stuff like they slow you down or they make you miss strikes and kicks and things like that. Totally weird shit. Hey, Max. Yeah, unfortunately, my guest had to leave. He had a knock at the door. I don't know if it was the Men in Black or a hooker or a drug dealer or what, or the mafia, but he had to go. And kind of left me hanging here, which is fine, but I'm here alone talking to myself, which I normally don't do. I normally don't do this, but hey, I'm a grown adult. I could be on the air a little bit by myself, just me and the voices in my head and the spirits. Oh boy. I was just rambling on. I was hoping to make it to an hour because at least then I could release a full show. It's just an hour long of me just kind of doing a little bit of a solo monologue. I'm right there with Conan O'Brien all of a sudden. And we've been talking about different stuff, talking about exploring haunted houses, graveyards, old abandoned ships, asylums, and the dangers of putting yourself in that situation. What would be really crazy is, why doesn't anybody do this alone? They always have the crew, but how often do you see somebody just walk into an old abandoned asylum with just a camera, and you actually know that they're alone? That I have to respect. That takes balls. Yeah, you know, if I knew I was going to be doing this, I would have had all kinds of topics and things like that. The Cabbage Patch kid thing is weird. I don't know if you guys have heard about that, or maybe you guys have heard about that ad nauseum. But the whole idea is that people that are into the mud flood stuff, there's a period of time where apparently all these orphans were coming to the West in trains. And this was the period of time where there was like mud everywhere, all the pictures taken. It just looks muddy. There's a few buildings. And people see that as evidence of some kind of reset, some kind of cloning type of thing, where in the past they had to actually shut everything down, use a flood, disease, who knows what. And they grew all these new children in these incubator things and just kind of took them out there in the train and dropped them off to all these families that moved westward. Maybe their children died. I'm sure you guys have played Oregon Trail, and just everybody dies of dysentery in that game. So they had to repopulate. And in one of the Epstein file emails, he's talking to somebody. I'd have to look it up, but they're having a conversation about how they're both Cabbage Patch Kids. So a lot of people actually believe Epstein himself might be some kind of clone. I don't, you know, I hear stuff like that, and I think, like, if he's a clone, why wouldn't he look like a Greek god or look like Superman or something? Why does he look like this little sort of ugly bastard, if that makes sense? It's hard for me to believe that they would clone people to be ugly, but then maybe it's about flying under the radar or genetic diversity or something like that. I don't know. I know he was into some pretty creepy stuff, which society hasn't even seemed to absorb. You would think everything would be breaking down. People in their workplace, it would be nothing but conversation with Epstein. But people seem, what, afraid? Or they don't totally understand it. They don't know what they're looking at. A lot of people don't want to look at it because they're Trump supporters and they think it's all bullshit, or they're more focused on owning the libtards rather than actually investigating anything seriously. Which is my issue with a lot of MAGA people. You know, people that will sit there and support Trump and, you know, claim that he's innocent of all this stuff, all these piles of accusations and things like that. They not only will say that he's innocent, but they'll continue to kind of hero worship him because they think a guy that wants to grab women by their crotch is cool. That's cool. Getting all rapey is cool. It's alpha, right? It's really demented type of thinking. Somehow they think that the commies and the commies and the purple haired Karens, the liberal Karens, the commies are gonna take over, and they're gonna force your kids to take transgender pills and get surgeries and things like that. Hey, don't get me wrong. This has been a very hot topic this week. I am not for trans kids. That's ridiculous. Like, you know, when they're full adults, they can decide to do something as drastic and as Frankensteinian as change their gender. But I mean, a grown adult that wants to do it, like, why would you care if somebody's doing that with themselves? Why would you give a crap? Like, and then there's this thing, like, they're doing those readings for kids, you know, like they have some kind of tranny dressed like a rainbow fairy or something, and maybe sitting there with a bunch of kids reading them a book or something. That's kind of weird. I wouldn't push that stuff on kids. I can see why, you know, people don't think that's right, but those people, they're not pedophiles. They're men dressing like women, and they're most likely interested in adult men. They're not into kids. I'm sure some of them are, right? Which I understand wanting to protect children and not take them to pride parades and stuff like that. But then to use that stuff, the going too far stuff, as ammo for like being hateful against these people and things like that, I don't think that's cool. I'm all for freedom and diversity and things like that. If somebody, if that's the path that they want to take in life, then that's fine. They're not hurting me. I'll play along. Some guy, I saw some guy at Walmart. He was like almost 7 foot tall, and he had like purple hair, and he was trans, right? Like way too big to be a woman, unless he's a female Sasquatch or something like that. But this guy was huge, like Undertaker big, and he's trans. And I guess a lot of people don't want to look at stuff like that. I get it. Like I was at Fred Meyer, and this guy comes out. He walks by me. He's got a beard like mine, but longer. And he's got this like dress sort of thing on. He's got boobs. He's got boobs and a beard. The double B, the boobs and the beard. And I'm like, man, that guy looks like shit. Like, if you're going to do that, please go all the way. Don't have the beard. Because you're telling me you're not really dedicated, right? You're just trying to get attention. If you were really trying to do what you're doing, you'd finish the process. You'd shave that beard and you'd get that hair removal shit done. And you wouldn't want to be walking around like the bearded lady. That type of stuff is kind of gross, right? When you still have the beard. But it's weird. What can I say? There's a homeless guy and he wears a dress and he's got like this giant bow in his hair and he's got a dog with him all the time. And I feel so bad for the dog. You know, this guy is probably prostituting himself out there, you know, selling that booty for some fentanyl or some crack or something like that. How long have I been rambling? For over 20 minutes? I'm proud of myself. Pat self on back. I don't know how these guys in the past have done that. They go on the air and they've got nobody to talk to. And they just they rant about politics. Like if I really wanted a huge audience, I would just become one of those right wing weirdos. You know, like a conservative radio like Rush Limbaugh. Oh, I could talk like this. And those stupid liberals, they're doing this and they're doing that. I could be like the refreshing sort of voice of the conservatives. A lot of people like that stuff because it's confirming. It confirms what they believe. What do they call that? Cognitive dissonance, when you just want to hear what you already believe. You don't want to be challenged. I challenge me, please. That's how we change our beliefs, is somebody challenges us. And to close your ears and not want to be challenged, that's ridiculous. But they use these issues to manipulate everybody too. There's a reason why you just see the same issues. It's distractions. That's why I find as I get older, I tune out more and more. And I just want to go be the guy living in a tent in the woods. Man, I'm running out of liquids here. I want to go be the guy living in the woods, free from society. I'll have chickens. I'll have hopefully a well. Dig a well straight down, find water. Fresh water, better than the stuff the city gives you with the fluoride in it. And the feminizing chemicals that turn you into a tranny. Yeah, I'm talking about real water. Your food's organic. Your eggs, your chickens. You might have to slaughter them. You might have to do things that you normally wouldn't be comfortable doing. But if you eat meat, that cow, that pig, that chicken, it's still getting killed for you. It's just somebody else has the blood on their hands. It might as well be your own hands. If you're going to do it, just do it. But I watch a lot of these homesteading videos, and I kind of see things that I think to myself, oh shit, I would never want to deal with that. Like getting rid of garbage. What are you supposed to do with your garbage? It looks, from what I can tell, like most of them burn it. And that's really bad for the environment. So you're not exactly living like a Native American. Native Americans did not burn their Amazon packaging and things like that. They didn't have Amazon. By the way, hopefully you move somewhere where Amazon can deliver, because it's going to be hard without it. But as long as you got your Starlink, right? I don't know how it works. I'm a flat earther, but if it works, it works. So I'll subscribe to it if it lets me podcast from the top of a mountain peak. I think that's awesome. What if I made all this just on the go? Like, I'm just driving around the country, podcasting, pulling into a McDonald's, doing a show, actually visiting guests on the road. That'd be pretty cool, huh? But I've made a lot of promises like that. I've told you guys I'm going to do a show every day. And I do want to do that. I just have not been able to. Believe me, I've tried. Like, I think I've gotten up to like 2 or 3 a week. And then there was that long break. I'm sorry. It was health related. Nice thing is, it's not like you guys are paying a monthly fee for the show. You're not paying $5 a month to not see me or anything like that. If I go, I go. And then if I'm back, I'm back. And I love that. I love that people still listen to me even after a long freaking break. And I know there's some guests and people like that. They're like, oh, Daniel, slow down a lot, or I don't want to go on that show. It's not huge like such and such other show, blah, blah, blah. That's fine. I'm not somebody that big shots. I don't care about that sort of thing. If I never get famous or anything like that, it's probably for the better. When you start getting big, you get stalkers and stuff like that. People that, you know, want to dig through your dirty laundry and tear you down because people get jealous. And, you know, forget money or looks or a nice car, anything. You know, what really makes people jealous is if they see that you have a platform, right? Or an audience, even if it's not very big. If they see that there's people that give a shit about what you're doing and you have that power or influence of being able to talk to a lot of people at once, that really raises people's hairs on the back of their neck. They don't, I mean, not everybody. I'm talking about haters, you know, haters. But they absolutely hate that because they wish that they had something going like that. And either they don't know how to work a computer, or they, you know, they don't believe in themselves, or maybe they tried to do it and they didn't get a big old audience going, so they got like kind of pessimistic about it. But, you know, there's a lot of people like that that just will actually rain on your parade and try to sabotage your efforts. And, you know, a lot of it's like very passive aggressive. And not saying that I would let people like that keep me from achieving greater successes, but you know, I see what happens to some of these like really famous people, and they get these crazy stalkers. I don't think anybody would like stalk me in a romantic way, but who knows? Some crazy gay guy might think that I'm like his special fantasy, and might start like wanting to kill me and chop my skin off and wear my skin and start doing the show. Maybe that's what I am. Maybe I killed the original Daniel and I'm wearing his skin. It's been going on for a while and it's actually rotting, but I use filters to hide the rot. That'd be pretty gross. You know, for a while I bought into that whole Eminem is a clone thing, but I really researched that. I dug into it. Eminem's not a clone. I hate to break it to you, and I can see why like a person wouldn't want to admit this, because you feel kind of dumb for believing it in the first place. But what it is, it's two things. I'll explain it right here. Eminem had a body double working with him like back in the late 90s, early 2000s. If you look at, I think it's the D12 album. It might be a different one, but it has a DVD that comes with it. And if you watch it, Eminem's hanging out with his clone, not his clone, but you know, his body double, the guy that goes on stage as him, pretends to be him. He's like another Slim Shady. and he looks almost just like him. And it's my understanding that they actually use this guy to kind of fill in for the real one at certain times and certain events and things like that. There's even a scene on the DVD of them wrestling. If you're a huge Eminem fan and you know what I'm talking about, feel free to email me or hit me up on social media and let me know what album that is. But he's wrestling his lookalike, his double, and D12s are like, "Oh, which one do we root for?" I thought that was pretty funny. But he had that body double. And then what they've been doing recently, because like all the high-tech studios, Hollywood and stuff like that has had access to the technology before any of us, they have been using AI to kind of sharpen up the lyrics and the vocals, and also to fix up his appearance, you know, make him look younger, make him look kind of like how he did back in the day. I don't know if a lot of that dancing stuff is AI, but once you look closely at it, you start to realize what's going on. And a lot of the fans have stated that as well. That's kind of how I figured out what was going on. They're like, "Oh, this is AI. Everything's AI. You guys are using AI." And yeah, that's how it is nowadays. So Eminem's not a clone. I can't speak for other people that have allegedly been replaced, like Dave Chappelle. I see strong evidence that that's not the original Dave Chappelle, yet other people say, yes, that is him. We don't really know. Unless you've grown up with a person, like let's say you lived in Detroit and you knew him growing up, you know, you're not going to get fooled by stuff like that. But you can look at all the feuds and stuff too. Like the feud with ICP, the St. Cloud Posse. Those guys were part of the Detroit scene way, way, way a long time ago. And they, you know, they knew Eminem and they had their feud and their beef and all that. And I guess Eminem was actually a fan of theirs, and he had a flyer that he was wanting to pass around that showed him and ICP performing at the same event or something like that. They got offended and they told him not to do that. So he kind of developed a grudge, started rapping about them, and they started going back and forth. And apparently they've actually settled that beef and they're friendly now. And Eminem he's talked positively about ICP, and he brought them up a few times in his lyrics and his songs. He's also done the same thing with Everlast. He gave Everlast props. He said, "Hey, Everlast." That's kind of cool seeing him want to actually heal and resolve those beefs and be mature. And I wonder if he's a Christian now or something like that. It'd be really interesting to actually talk to him. That's what's fueled a lot of these clone rumors, is that Eminem hasn't really given a lot of interviews. He hasn't been, he has a whole radio station. What is it? Shady something on Sirius, Shady 45. And he doesn't really go on there much or practically at all. And he, you know, you think he would jump on there, jump in front of the mic, but he's really a shy person. He stays out of the spotlight. And again, I can't speak to other people that have been cloned. Like, I don't know if Taylor Swift is, you know, Shrek, whatever her first name is, Anton LaVey's daughter. That's a pretty weird one. Or any of these other people, Amy Winehouse and Lady Gaga. I can tell you some pretty creepy stuff about Lady Gaga. Like, next time I should just have a file with me. And next time my guest has some kind of issue or something, I just pull out my file on Lady Gaga and I can just tell you guys all this crazy stuff that I've observed about her and learned about her, and you know, things that have happened when I was running into some of her fans on social media and stuff like that. A lot of you guys have heard these stories, but it'd be nice to do just some concise volume. I gotta be careful though, because you know, stuff can get you sued, so you have to be very clear. This is alleged, but we've all seen the pictures of her eating the human cake with Marina Abramović, and on a late night show talking about being a Luciferian, the shapeshifter, singing about the devil in her songs, all kinds of stuff like that. And she's not even the only one. What was that guy? The rapper? The, oh my God. I already forgot his name, but he had that music. He's like a gay guy, and he had that music video where he's having sex with the devil. And then at the end of the music video, he like chops his head off and holds it up. Let me see if I can look it up. Satanic rap music. Horrorcore. That's not really what I'm talking about. That's a different thing. Lil Nas X. Remember that a few years ago? That was the talk of the town, especially on these conspiracy foil hat shows. Lil Nas X. People are saying how that music video, the way that it plays out, it starts in the Garden of Eden. Everybody's got like a weird third eye. And then at the end, he chops the devil's head off, which is supposed to represent sort of the becoming a god. That's what allegedly a lot of the elite believe in, becoming a personal god or just becoming a god. There's another guy named Little Uzi Vert, like Uzi Vert, that's supposed to sound like Lucifer. Funny that Nicki Minaj, was it her? I think so, but she showed up on a podcast and was kind of talking about Illuminati and stuff like that, hitting around. Apparently she's a big Christian now. I'd have to see more evidence of that. Anybody can say that they're a Christian, but it's doing. It's the doing that matters. It's what you do. It's the good that you do in this world, or your faith, the amount of faith that you actually have. Side note, you know, I never was a Zombies player. You know, people that have played Call of Duty Modern Warfare, I never played Zombies, but I just recently got into it. I got my free copy of Modern Warfare 3 because I'm a part of the PlayStation membership. You have to have it just to play online. Sorry, I had to mute myself. I had to rip a fatty. I'm not going to do that into the mic. Maybe in the future, not now. But I was playing Modern Warfare 3, and I started playing Zombies and got really addicted to it. My God, that is fun. That's fun. Addicting and fun. I get it. Everybody's told me, oh, you gotta play Zombies, you gotta play Zombies. I finally played it. It is as fun as everybody has told me. You know, totally burnt out on the Modern Warfare or the Call of Duty multiplayer, but Zombies is awesome. It's new to me. I found out they're not including it in the next game, which is a total bummer. Apparently, they're going to try to make it into its own game, which is kind of cool. We all know the gaming industry is headed to hell. You know, getting rid of the physical media, jacking up the prices of hardware. Disgusting. Holy crap, I'm losing my voice. I'm used to just asking a question every once in a while. Not straight up talking for a long time, but you know, it's time for me to grow the hell up. If my guests can't make it, if they have to leave, there's no reason why I can't do a show. I mean, I've been doing this for 15 plus years. It's not hard to sit here and talk into a mic. Most people are afraid to. Like, they'll freeze up. Like when you're trying to talk to a supermodel. You can get past that. You can. You literally just have to force yourself and keep attacking it time and time again. Next thing you know, you'll have that supermodel girlfriend or that trans girlfriend, whatever you want. Halloween's coming. That's exciting. Now that the show's back, I'm sure everybody would like to see a new Halloween show this year. Something to get excited about. And I had all these questions for Dave. What a bummer. He's got to come back on and tell us where he had to go. I'm thinking it had something to do with time travel, maybe. And the doctor from Doctor Who was like knocking on the door. We got to go, Dave. We got to go. Let's jump into the TARDIS. I don't know. But hey, you know what? I made it an hour and a half. Not bad. That's a show. Right? That's a show. We'll be back next week. I got a great guest lined up. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. And I'm going to be back every week. I owe it to you guys. I took such a long break. I made so many promises. I am going to give you a gift. The gift of me. I'm going to give you the gift of me. And there's going to be lots of me. And we're going to have lots of great guests. We're back, baby. The show's back. Nothing's going to keep me down. Nothing's going to stop me. I know the devil wants to play his games. The devil wants to tear this channel down. The devil wants to rape me, rape my mind. But it's not going to happen. Because I am all man. And I am all steel. I got cash in the bank. Money in the tank. No, wait, I'm sorry. I got cash in the bank. I got gas in the tank. I'm the man. Woo! That was probably really annoying. But thank you, everybody. This is Edit Days Radio. I'm signing out from those broken ruins. I thank you for joining me. This amazing show. I know the interview got cut short. Hopefully you enjoyed what was there. But I will see you next time. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you again and again. Good night.
Jesus at the window with fire in his hand. the roads go black, if the whole damn world keeps dragging me back, I will not kneel to a shadow. Follow the sun.